in the power of the central government in violation of the Constitution. One of the things they want to do is take away the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which is guaranteed by our Constitution. Sheriff Mack is on the front line of the effort to preserve our Constitution. Sheriff, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm so glad to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you pick us, because I understand now you've had a recent meeting and you've had a lot of sheriffs there. Sheriffs all across the country are willing to stand behind the Constitution and suddenly say, we're not going to allow the federal government to violate its own laws. Pick up the story and tell us what's going on.
Well, our last convention was September, so about 6 months ago, maybe seven now, and we're planning another convention in St. Charles, Missouri, May 31st. And you speak exactly correct. This is a movement now and an organization, our CSPOA.org, our Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is going great guns, and we've got a lot of momentum. And we are having sheriffs, and you and everybody, all your listeners, I want you to go to the website. And let me say this very clearly for each one of you. You need to check the website out. You need to see if your sheriff has signed on with us to protect the Second Amendment. And we're getting probably about 7 or 8, maybe 10 every day, new sheriffs who are realizing that their job is a lot more than just serving papers to the courts and investigating traffic accidents. And they're seeing the importance of standing up for freedom. And quite honestly, Dr. Stan, if you had told me 3 or 4 months ago that we would have hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs standing for freedom and interposing themselves on behalf of the American people and their citizens and constituents, I would have told you you just landed it from Mars. Because this has been just truly miraculous. And this is a very historical event for America. And not only that, what we're doing has made it all the way to the White House. The press secretary was asked by a reporter about the sheriffs who are standing and doing this and what the White House would do with all these sheriffs that are now standing against the Barack Obama gun control proposal. So we're making a lot of headway, and we need all of you to get involved in this project with us. So go to CSPOA.org, and that's C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, A as in Adam, CSPOA.org, and you can look at the list yourself and see if your sheriff is on there, and then you can also see our information flyer about our convention that's coming up in St. Charles, Missouri.
And ladies and gentlemen, there really is a move to do away with our Constitution, not to amend it, but simply to ignore it as we move towards an all-powerful central government that will control you from the cradle to the grave, and that's why we need sheriffs who are willing to stand for the Constitution.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and what you have to understand that certainly on the other side, the people who want an authoritarian society are very well organized and very well financed, and they get their people elected into offices at the state level, at the national level. But in Colorado, certainly the state legislature, working with the sheriff, with the governor, has basically wants to enact legislation so that the Secret Service, the federal Secret Service would supersede the local sheriffs as far as law enforcement, and certainly to limit the power of the sheriffs, are also threatening to cut their salaries, because the sheriffs don't want to go along with the gun confiscation or whatever the federal government may come up with. A number of them have banded together and said, we're not going to enforce your unconstitutional laws. Well, basically, of course, there is no way that the state legislature can pass legislation that does away with the power of the local sheriff. And certainly this was the legislation the Supreme Court decision, which, of course, Sheriff Mack had enacted, and the Supreme Court had held that the sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer in a county. Now, it doesn't matter what the state legislature says. It doesn't matter, certainly, that you've got a lot of corrupt state legislators who really want to do away with the power of the local sheriff. They want to centralize, certainly, police power in the hands of the federal government. That's what they are doing by bringing in the Secret Service. Well, what sort of response did this get in Colorado? Are the people there up in arms?
No, I think most people are still in shock about the rapidity in which they are doing so much there to destroy the Second Amendment that this one hasn't really hit home with people yet. It's a little bit alarming. But sometimes, quite frankly, Dr. Stan, it's amusing and entertaining. Because these polymagicians, as I call them in my new book, The Magic of Gun Control, these polymagicians want everybody to buy into their illusion. And quite frankly, there's just a lot of people waking up because of that. The polymagicians in this country, especially in Colorado and Washington, D.C., have overplayed their hand. It's really getting sheriffs mobilized. It's getting sheriffs united. And it's now that the sheriffs are getting behind Sheriff Christopher in Delaware, and they're getting behind Sheriff Brad Rogers in Indiana, and they're starting to see that the other people that we're supporting across the country that are being abused by government, that the sheriffs are now going to start standing up and protecting these people, like Vernon Hirschberger, the Amish farmer in Wisconsin, and Sheriff Rogers and I are going out there for his fundraiser, trying to help this good brother. And I'm telling you right now, it really seems like this is all back to Charles Dickens, who said in his book, The Tale of Two Cities, this is the best of times, this is the worst of times. And it is the worst of times, quite frankly, because of our corrupt politicians, and none more so than Barack Obama, who wants to destroy our U.S. Constitution. But it also now is bringing people, waking people up and bringing people together all over the country. And that's why I really want to request everyone, not just a few. Everyone listening to your program tonight, go to CSPOA.org, become a part of this movement. Join us at our convention on May 31st. Make sure you get your sheriff or any other local official, get your cops, get your city councilmen, get your county commissioners to attend that convention. This is changing America. We have been changing America, and we are going to strengthen this entire movement, and we're going to make it bigger, better, and faster. And we can do this with everyone getting involved. We're going to save America. And quite frankly, I just don't see any other solution there. So,
where is the meeting going to be held there?
Okay, St. Charles, Missouri. And all the information is on our website at CSPOA.org. If you want me to send you a flyer, get on our email at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, and we'll send that out to you. But it's at the Ameristar Hotel Casino. You need to get there on the night of the 30th of May. And then be ready to work all day long with us in our classes and in our training. I have to tell you, the one of the greatest things that's ever happened to us is Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee, who is a black man, by the way. He is a Democrat, by the way, and he is standing strong for the Second Amendment. He has told his people to be armed, that he cannot, that no police agency can be there in time to protect them. If they are being attacked, and he has stood strong behind the Second Amendment. He has assailed the president and many other gun drivers all across the country. He has confronted Pierce Morgan on television about all this. And Chief Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will receive the CSPOA Constitutional Sheriff of the Year Award at our convention on May 31st. All of you can come and honor this great American with us, and come and take your picture with him, and be with us as we stand for America and restore our Constitution.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution is under attack today. There is an effort to simply circumvent it rather than try to amend it. They don't want to amend it. They do. The American people want to maintain their freedom. But, of course, they're going to use any incident. And the tragedy of what happened in that Sandy Hook school there in Newtown, Connecticut, basically, there is not one bit of the gun legislation that's being suggested now that would have prevented that, certainly. Oh, we have to certainly have certainly background checks on the people who buy guns. Well, of course, they had a background check. Certainly, it wouldn't have done a bit of good because Adam Lanza actually killed his mother and stole her guns. This is what we're told. So, basically, he didn't buy any of the guns. And certainly, we're told, he shot all these children with an assault rifle, and yet, of course, if you go with the original story, it was he used the pistol. Now, so what we know that they want to use this as a vehicle to take away our rights to own guns and to neuter the Second Amendment. We know that certainly the mass media has been organized. We know that 60 Minutes, time and time and time and time and time again, puts on weeping parents there to tell you, we've got to pass legislation. This is the time to do it. And they never put on the other parents who've lost children at Sandy Hook School who say this is foolishness. Don't allow this. Basically, the reason that we had the trouble at Sandy Hook School is because they'd passed legislation so there could not be a gun there at school. Had there been one person with one gun, you wouldn't have 20 dead children. But nobody wants to talk about that, do they, Sheriff?
No, they don't. And I want to reiterate what you said. None of the legislation that they're proposing would prevent any of these shootings. It certainly wouldn't have prevented the one in Sandy Hook. And so that's how ridiculous they get. And that's why you know that their agenda is about something else. Because they're not going after criminals. They're not going after anything that will prevent that. Not background checks. And let's be real clear here. These universal background checks are entirely unconstitutional. There is no way that it's appropriate or lawful for a politician, a polymagician, to say to you or me, you cannot exercise your Second Amendment rights until you first submit and subject yourself to what we call a universal background check. For them to make that condition is to allow them authority they never should have, never have been allowed by our Constitution, and is what precisely the Second Amendment is trying to prevent, was written to prevent.
And basically, of course, the reason is, first of all, if your local community wants to check on people, that's one thing. But there's no right for the federal government to do it, because this has nothing to do with preventing people who are irresponsible from getting guns. Basically, it's to get a list of everybody in the country who does have a gun so that they can confiscate them. That's what it's really all about. And if you believe for 1 minute that they're really concerned about those 20 children, why aren't they concerned about the 70,000 people we've killed over in Syria? We're financing the rebels there. They've killed 70,000 civilians. Thousands of them are innocent children who've been slaughtered by the rebels that we're financing. Why doesn't Barack Obama talk about those children? Why don't we hear about that night after night after night after night after night of the 500,000 Iraqi children who died during the embargo between 1992 and 2003? Why don't we ever talk about those 500,000 Iraqi children? Why is President Obama so concerned about those children at the Sandy Hook School who died because there was nobody with a gun to protect them against a young man who apparently had real serious emotional problems? But maybe if he hadn't been on Zoloft, he was on a psychotropic serotonin uptake inhibitor, selective serotonin uptake inhibitor, and certainly every one of these shootings has been related to people on these psychiatric drugs. Every one of these major shootings, at least 90% of them. So why don't we simply outlaw these drugs? And basically what we need is, because all people are going to be on those drugs, we need to have armed people to protect themselves and to protect their families. And maybe we ought to sometime maybe post the Ten Commandments that say thou shalt not kill, but we couldn't do that. We can take the guns away from the people. Or we can say that a veteran who's certainly gone overseas to fight for his country and maybe came back and had some emotional problems, we can never have a gun again because, of course, he saw a psychologist one time. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to disarm the American people. Would you agree with that, Sheriff?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, you know, your insight is amazing on this topic and all the freedom issues going on in the country today, and that's why I enjoy speaking with you so much.
Well, I telephone number is 1-888-24, but if you're out there in the listening audience, Sheriff Mack is on the front lines of this battle for us, and I certainly give us a call if you have a question or comment for Sheriff Richard Mack. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got to face what's going on, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Sheriff Richard Mack. And if you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do all to yourself. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on this subject, but ladies and gentlemen, it is vitally important for you to understand that they're not interested in crime, they're not interested in children, they're not interested in those children in our schools across America. If they were, they would certainly allow somebody in that school to have a gun to protect them, because we do have people with emotional problems. A lot of them have those emotional problems because they're on the SSRI drugs, the selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors. And basically, when you're on these drugs, many times you'll have a homicidal or suicidal tendencies. These drugs psychologically do not do any good for mild or moderate depression at all. But, of course, they put so many people on them. And once you've been on that, incidentally, you can never at least... If the gun grabbers have their way, you will never again be allowed to own or have a weapon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question, Sheriff Mack, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and with your organization and get to this meeting you're going to have the end of May.
Well, the best place is to just go to our website. And there's two websites. And my personal website links you over to the other one. So if you go to SheriffMack.com, where you can purchase any of my books and materials, you can do that all at Sheriff Mack, that's M-A-C-K, SheriffMack.com. Or just go directly to our Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association website, which is CSPOA.org. Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And become a part of the movement to save our country one sheriff at a time. We can take America back county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state. The place we should really be trying to restore our Constitution and principles of freedom and state sovereignty is in your own county. And that's really what Thomas Jefferson meant by government working best at the local level. And he also said that the top executive of the county is the sheriff. And we're trying to preserve that. It's the best way to preserve liberty. And if we all get involved in this together, we're going to win.
Well, now, how many sheriffs do you have, or how many sheriffs and peace officers do you actually have in the organization today? Do you have any idea?
We really haven't had time to stop and count. We've been so busy just responding to all the sheriffs that are signing on every day and trying to get this convention done. We haven't had that. So I probably won't have a good number for that till after we're done. But we have over 420 on our website right now of sheriffs who have stood up with us. And like I say, that's mounting every day. So there was a lot of people who were a little bit skeptical about my book when I first wrote the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And now all of that's coming to fruition. And I've got to redo that book. I need to rewrite that book and update it. It's over 4 years old now. And it's done 170,000 copies nationwide. And so we're going to update that book, and we're going to add to it the sheriffs who have been standing. And we're going to add to it also the sheriffs who are cowards and don't want to do this, and actually maintain that they have no authority to keep their oath of office. I find that extremely alarming. It's what we're doing at CSPOA to dispel that myth and to get rid of the ignorance around the office of sheriff, especially among sheriffs themselves. And so that's what we do at CSPOA, and that's why the convention is so valuable. And everyone listening to your program must do something. You have homework to do. Make sure you do something to get your sheriff there and any other local official that you know. The convention is free for them. All they have to do is get there. If you want to help donate for their travel expenses, you can do it with that directly or do it with us. And just let us know which sheriff you want us to invite and make sure he gets there. But again, this is in the heartland of America, and a lot of sheriffs just drive it. And we have sheriffs and a chief of police by the name of Larry Kirk, who are on our committee, who are sending out this invitation. Their names are on the invitation and the flyer because they're so convinced that we need to do this, that it was their idea to have the convention there in Missouri. So let's take advantage of the location and the opportunity to be part of the freedom movement.
And basically, we actually have a DVD when Sheriff Mack came to Santa Cruz and spoke at our annual Radio Liberty Conference, and we have that DVD. We also carry his book, and you've written a new book as well.
Say that again?
Have you written a new book as well? Is it?
Just the most recent one came out about a little over a year ago, and that's The Magic of Gun Control.
Magic of Gun Control. We're going to be back in just a moment with Sheriff Mack. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132. 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack, and we're talking about certainly the importance of the sheriff having a posse. Now, of course, there are many sheriffs where they do have posses across America, and basically these are simply local citizens who have said we'll be glad to work and support the sheriff, you know, and certainly if there is a crisis of some sort, why, we will certainly be there to help. And Sheriff Joe Apejo there, I guess, where is he? Is he in San Antonio?
No, he's in
Phoenix.
Maricopa County.
Okay, fine. In Maricopa County. And basically, of course, he has a posse of over 3,000 people to back him up. And that's very important. He's very, very popular. And I think he's doing a great job of standing up for America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment about certainly what's going on, about this effort to organize sheriffs across the country to stand up for the Constitution and to simply say to the federal government, well, if you pass unconstitutional gun laws, and they are unconstitutional, why, of course, we will certainly not enforce them. And, of course, if you try to bring people in from the federal government into our communities to enforce unconstitutional laws, we will arrest them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But right now, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I have a question for your guest. Hi, Sheriff Mack. My question to you is, I just missed a good opportunity to speak with my county sheriff over here in New Jersey, Morris County. Actually, his car was parked at the police station of my town, and I was going in there to fill out an application to buy a single-action revolver. Well, I missed that opportunity. However, I'm going to call him, and what should I ask him? If he's on board with resisting the federales that would come into our county or state, and ask him whether he will be resisting them or what? What should I be asking my county sheriff?
Well, you could ask him if he has signed on with us on our website, and you could check that out first to see if he is. But ask him plain and simply that you...
And that's your website, Mr. Mack?
Yes.
That's your website, SheriffMack.com?
Go to that one, and then that'll link you over to CSPOA.org, yes.
And oh, okay.
So, Joe, you go there and find out if your sheriff's already on the list. If he's not, then I would suggest you talk to him about it. But go to Sheriff Mack's website, read up, find out what the issues are, and then, of course, plan out how you're going to approach him in a diplomatic way to try to get him on board with other sheriffs who are concerned about the usurpation of power and this centralization of power with government in violation of our Constitution. Would that be a fair statement, Sheriff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And make sure you ask him, let him know that you and a lot of people there in your county want him to attend our convention. I guarantee you he will not leave our convention the same.
Well, that's I don't know if he'd be able to do that since it's not, you know, but we're over here in Jersey, so anyway.
Well, it's not that far from Jersey to Missouri.
Hey, so. We have people coming to our convention from all over the country. Our first convention, we had 36 different states represented. So, yeah, it's not a matter of being really close. We'd love to have come out there in New Jersey and have one later on. But right now, I highly recommend. Now, look, It's only going to be travel expenses, and you guys can pitch in and help with that. As soon as he's there, it's entirely free. And so, you know, let's get these people moving. Don't make excuses for them as to why they shouldn't be there. This convention, well, they go to National Sheriff's Association conventions all over the country. They can certainly go to this.
Well, will there be any, like...
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry. Well, will there be any kind of DVDs recording of that particular convention?
Yes, we will, and that we've been selling those from the last one, and they're a tremendous tool, but it's nothing like being there in person and rubbing shoulders with others.
No, I understand that. Well, all right. Now, here's my other question to you. Basically, what they're coming for, what they're trying to pass a law against us having high-capacity magazine rifles, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. I have a couple of rifles. One is a bolt-action 22. The other one is a lever-action 30-30. That would not be included on their list of gun confiscation, wouldn't it? Would it?
I don't think so, but sooner or later it will be. And another scary part of that is that they're also considering and trying to ramrod through the small arms treaty with the U.N.
And basically, so Joe, they may not start out, you know, you never start out telling the common people what you really want. You talk about, oh, those children at Sandy Hook School and the large, you know, magazines hold 20 or 30 shots. Who needs 20 or 30 shots? But it's little bit by little bit. It's incremental. It's gradually expanding their control and then putting things into the legislation that nobody can interpret. And then, of course, when they after they get the legislation through, they say, oh, well, this is what it really means. So anyway,
I'd like to put out a scenario there. Let's supposing this sheriff of Morris County that I'm in, let's supposing he's not on board with this particular program, and the federales come in and they say, okay, Sheriff so-and-so, I don't even know his name, but I'll find out. Let's say they come in and they say, well, okay, Sheriff, the law has been passed that we're going to have to go in and confiscate the people's guns. So what would they have on board? The local police to go after us from house to house? Is that the way it's going to work?
Well, they've done that in other places, and they certainly did it during Katrina, the disaster in New Orleans. And they've done it before, and it's happened in Washington, D.C. It's happened in Chicago, where they've gone door-to-door, taking guns away from citizens. So, it will be that the federal government, whoever's trying to do it, might even be state government, like stupid Colorado has done, where they tell local officials and local police and chiefs and sheriffs, go door-to-door to the citizens.
So what if I just told them they knock on my door?
Well, Joe, the thing is that right now, don't put up hypothetical things. Get involved. Help to finance what Sheriff Mack is doing. Talk to your local sheriff and try to get people to understand that there really is an agenda to disarm the American people in violation of our Constitution, because the people in charge don't believe in the Constitution. As President Obama said, the Constitution gets in the way of my agenda. Thanks very much for calling. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I don't blame Joe for being concerned. Right now, we don't want it to get to that point, but we saw that this is what they did in Katrina. What was the justification for disarming the people, you know, who in New Orleans during the great flood there? And the people needed weapons to protect themselves because there were marauding certain groups, and they went in, they disarmed the people, and they forced them out of their homes. Why? Because now they had no means of defending themselves. And who did they have? Why, they brought back the Blackwater thugs from Afghanistan. They actually flew them back to go to door-to-door there in New Orleans, disarming the population. They just wanted to see what they can get away with. And they pushed just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to see the big agenda. They start out small, but they have a much bigger plan. And the last thing they want is for the American people to know. And ladies and gentlemen, government officials lie. George Bush lied to the American people, and so did President Obama lie to the American people. They say one thing, and then they do exactly the opposite. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But what's really so exciting is that Sheriff Mack and his people, a growing number of sheriffs across America, are beginning to learn about what's going on. And if you have a sheriff and you can sit down and talk to him about the Constitution, he may not even understand the Constitution. He may be a victim of a liberal education like I was, or a liberal college like I was. It takes a long time to actually learn what the Constitution says. I've talked to lots of lawyers who told me they've never read the Constitution until they were long out of law school. And then they read it and they began to understand what it was all about. And you need to understand out there in the listening audience, well, Sheriff Mack, certainly this is really all based upon the Constitution. Isn't it the Constitution that guarantees our freedom?
Well, yes. It guarantees us the God-given rights that we were all born with. And I love the principles of that the Founding Fathers espoused when they put this all together, that they would devise a Constitution to protect the Creator-endowed rights they mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, and that the Constitution was there to guarantee that which the Creator endowed us with in the first place. And so I love how all that fits together, and these principles are eternal. And so when we swear an oath, each of us, especially as sheriffs and local officials, we swear an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. Why? Because it's required in Article 6 of the Constitution that we take such an oath. And so all three branches of government have the same precise goal and purpose, and that is to protect life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness. And if we have local officials understanding how important it is and how we fit into the grand scheme of things, when it comes to freedom and Creator-endowed rights, I think we'll take our oaths and our positions much more seriously and see that we are actually the guards of the Constitution, and your ultimate goal and responsibility as a sheriff is to be a guard of the Constitution so that the people know that there's someone they can rely on and depend on for freedom and liberty, and that there is a way to protect the little guy against the overzealous reach of the federal government. And so this is a great system. It's a inspired system that the Founding Fathers left to us. But it won't work if we don't have local officials to make it work. The Constitution is written on a piece of paper, and it's only valuable if we have local officials courageous enough to enforce that which is on that piece of paper. And so it becomes meaningless if we don't have that. And right now, I've been talking a lot about the oath of office all across the country, along with the group Oath Keepers, of course, and I'm on their board of directors. But it's time that we all take the Constitution seriously and put it at the top of the list when it comes to protection and enforcement. I'm proud, and I just love the sheriffs who are now starting to see this all across the country. And this, like I said at the beginning, this is such a historic time for America. And quite frankly, this is the most critical time in America's history since the Civil War. We've got to rise to the occasion.
And you're absolutely right. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there's not only a conspiracy against freedom, there's a conspiracy against God. And basically, of course, we're told there's a wall of separation between church and state, and that was determined by the United States Supreme Court. What nobody will tell you, however, is that the Supreme Court at that time was under the control of the Masons, who controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, and majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And nobody will tell the American people. That's certainly not our ministers. But, of course, these people worship a different God. And basically they tell us, of course, that the wall of separation between church and state had to do with Thomas Jefferson, a letter he wrote to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut, who were concerned that basically that the federal government was going to restrict what they could teach. And so Jefferson wrote back and said, no, of course not. Basically, the wall of separation is to keep the federal government from interfering. Oh, there's a wall of separation between church and state to keep the federal government from interfering with what the churches do. Remember, Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence, and what did he say? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure those rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. Those are Jefferson's words. Do you think he really believed that there was a wall of separation between church and state? Basically, if you go to the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., the most beautiful building in Washington, D.C., behind the statue of Thomas Jefferson are these words: God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And do you really think that that man believed there was a wall of separation between church and state? Maybe if we had our Ten Commandments in our schools today, we wouldn't see so many people going around shooting other people or blowing other people up. Maybe we should have a little slogan up there that says, thou shalt not kill, but this is not God. It's just as bad public policy. Ladies and gentlemen, America's under attack today, not from without, but from within. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you care? Are you concerned about what's going on? Are you concerned that they want to come and disarm the American people? That they want to certainly undo the Second Amendment? What certainly, Sheriff Mack, we hear a great deal today about them actually going out and buying up tremendous amounts of ammunition, 1.6 billion billion rounds of ammunition. And they say, well, we just need this for ordinary, so we can maintain the Department of Homeland Security, if we can have our people doing practice. Why is the people in the Department of Homeland Security armed? Why would they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? I don't understand that.
Well, they don't, and they know they don't, and there's no good answer to any of that. And some of them have claimed that it's just for target practice. Well, when they said that, then those of us who've been experienced in law enforcement and target shooting and target practice and police certification, very rarely, now there are some that do, but very rarely do you use that type of ammunition that are hollow points. One, they're much more expensive, and they do fire a little bit differently than a regular practice round. But what we did in law enforcement is we would do the practice round with the lead ammunition and do that all day long. And then at the end, we would do about 20 or 30 rounds of the types of rounds that we carry in our guns on duty so that we recognize the little bit of the difference that it is and that we adjust accordingly. But to buy 1.6 billion rounds for the Homeland Security, let's remember, Homeland Security didn't even exist until about 10, 11 years ago. It was formed in a knee-jerk reaction pursuant to the 9/11 attack. And, a lot of good they have done us, which they have not. And there are so many different intelligence organizations in this country that they can't even keep track of all of them. This is everybody. The people have a very legitimate concern to question why the federal government would need all that ammunition. They even bought them for Social Security Administration.
Well, basically, what sort of ammunition do police officers, do they have load their pistols with hollow point or what?
Yes. Well, you're on duty. Most police use hollow point. Yes.
Okay, fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not for target practice at all. This is to be used on human beings. Why would the Department of Homeland Security want 1.6 rounds of ammunition, billion rounds of ammunition? Not because this is not what you would use for target practice. So, basically, do they have a program? They've bought 7,000 rifles, assault rifles. They bought certainly 2,700 armored personnel carriers. What are they up to? Our guest, Sheriff Richard Mack, give us a call if you have a question. Well, Sheriff, we've got 3 minutes for you to finish up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners? And do you want to talk a little bit about your latest book?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It really addresses every bit. Again, the magic of gun control. It addresses everything that's going on today, and I wrote it almost a year and a half ago. And it addresses everything that is coming out of the propaganda machine known as the White House bed partner, the media, the national media, and how they're supporting this effort. But it also addresses the historical aspect of gun control and how gun control has been used to subjugate and enslave the American people. And recently I saw a fantastic movie that I highly recommend everyone, and that is Les Miserables. Kind of, I guess its nickname is Les Mis. And I've seen this play on Broadway before, but at one point the French revolutionaries are singing a song, and it says, "Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again." Well, I liken that to George Mason, who said, "I asked, sir, what is the militia? It is the whole body of the people. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them." Well, we now have sheriffs that are trying to stop that kind of enslaving tyranny from Washington, D.C. Bureaucrats and polymagicians. And again, I invented a new word for the book, polymagician. And I highly recommend the book to everyone. But if you're going to do just one thing tonight, go to the website and check out the information about our convention. And that is the most important thing that all of you can get involved with. You can attend yourself. Price for you is $150 or $200 per person, per couple. And you can come as just friends. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be married or a couple. Anyway, two of you can attend together, and that helps pay for the tuition and meals of the sheriffs who are attending and any other public officials. Any and all public officials are free. All you have to do is get there and get your room to stay. We are going to have some scholarship. If anyone can't afford it, we will reimburse your travel when you get there so that nobody has an excuse not to be there. So, again, we're all in this together. We're helping each other with this freedom-enhancing movement. And that's the only reason we're doing this, is because we believe not only in the Second Amendment, but we believe in all the freedoms detailed in the Bill of Rights and in the Constitution.
We're out of time. We're going to have to interrupt you. Well, Sydney, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack, talking about the convention. It's going to be at the end of May. And basically, go to Sheriff Mack's website, sheriffmack.com, sheriffmack.com. It'll link you to the other website, and you can learn all about this upcoming meeting. Sheriff, I hope things go very, very well. And I do believe we have an opportunity to interview you here in the next couple of days on some of our other programs. So God bless you for everything you're doing. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Sheriff Richard Mack. And basically, when Sheriff Mack spoke at our conference, we have a DVD of that talk he gave. We also have certainly his book. And you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, to get a copy, certainly, of his DVD, to get a copy of his book. And these things are important. And then, of course, you have to understand there really is a tendency, there is an organized effort to have a dictatorship in America. And who's behind it? Well, that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the background of the secret societies that have always been in charge. If you doubt that there is our government is controlled by a small elite group. We refer you to Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, page 280. And we carry used copies. You can get them from us. And that, of course, is certainly Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. And there he says, certainly David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, their goal is to seize control of the economic and political control of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. By first seizing control of the political government of the United States. That was 1979, Barry Goldwater, Senator Barry Goldwater, a true patriot. And, of course, we know that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president, Democrat and Republican, and or vice president of the United States during that period came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, never more than certainly 80 of them, and some of those are Canadians and Mexicans, certainly 6 of the 8 world presidents of the World Bank, 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 7 of the secretaries of state, of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense all came from this little organization. Do you really honestly think we have free and open elections, ladies and gentlemen? That, of course, is totally fraudulent. They don't want you to know this. Now, where can you verify what I'm talking about? Go to augustreview.org, augustreview.org. That's Pat Wood's site, or you can go to my website and get the documentation on this. And basically, understand that they have electronic voting machines. They're rigging the elections. There were literally thousands of voting irregularities in November of last year. And do you remember what happened when they investigated them? They didn't investigate them. And that's why, of course, Barack Obama is the president. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take America back. We are not a democracy. We're a republic with limited power of the central government. There's only 18 things the federal government can do. Barack Obama is a subversive. Basically, he doesn't believe in the Constitution. He is a Muslim. If you doubt that, go to my website and look under other videos on the web and go down to the very bottom of the page, and you'll actually find there an interview with Barack Obama. He's being interviewed, and he's talking, this is 2008 before he's president, and he's simply saying, you know, I'm just so pleased that John McCain hasn't made an issue of my Muslim faith. And the fellow's interviewing him, he says, your Christian faith. And Obama says, oh yeah, my Christian faith. Senator McCain make an issue of Barack Obama's Christian faith? Of course he's a Muslim, but they're not going to tell you the truth about that or anything else. He's also homosexual. And if you doubt that, go to the internet, write in Jerome Corsi, Barack Obama, homosexual. I've talked to people from Chicago. They've told me everybody in Chicago knows that the president is homosexual. Why do you think he's in favor of gay marriages? But you're never going to read this in the controlled media. Everything is tightly controlled. They control our reality. And if you don't think that God is going to bring his judgment on this country, I think you're sadly mistaken. In fact, that's why I really fear this whole issue with North Korea. It doesn't make sense. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the old.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy. Don't be late.
No. Nope.
God bless America, my home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And I'm going to ask our producer to try the other telephone number. If he can't get it, the number he's posted should be right, but there's another second number. Anyway, our guest this evening is Dr. Greg Dixon, and basically he's written a treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, and this is vitally important. Most people don't understand that there really are secret societies in the world today. Anybody who talks about them is immediately vilified, but basically you can go to Elberton, Georgia, as I have, and do the northeast of the town of Elberton, Georgia, is a stone monument. It was put up by a secret society, and nobody knows what the secret society is. And basically, of course, it was then paid for by a man who called himself R.C. Christian, but he readily admitted that wasn't his true name. And basically there, in eight different languages, why are the Ten Commandments that come from the very pit of hell, the first one, of course, being that to maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature, and then they go on into certainly into population control and supporting world government. And the Ten Commandments there, you can go up on the internet to my website and just type in the Georgia Guidestones or the American Stonehenge, and you can actually read all about this. And basically then there's a capstone on top of the four major stones there, and that is in four different languages. I think there's certainly hieroglyphics and certainly classic Greek and certainly then a couple of other bizarre languages nobody's ever heard of. And basically that message is, let these guidestones be, let these be guidestones to the age of wisdom. Now, that is very significant. Why is it significant? Because the Age of Wisdom was a book written by many, many years ago by a very wicked and evil man who is part and parcel of this whole world occult movement. And certainly, basically, you can go back and read his writings. And basically, he was here at the time of the American Revolution. And certainly, he was really one of the original people involved in the American Revolution. But he wasn't interested in individual freedom. He was deeply involved in the occult. And of course, after the American Revolution, he went over and became involved with the French Revolution there. And certainly, but he came out publicly and with a terrible criticism of God. And it was in that book, The Age of Wisdom, that this man lost his credibility, and he became certainly persona non grata with the people who created this country. And basically, but the guidestones are actually dedicated to the Age of Wisdom. So we're going to be back here hopefully in just a moment or two. We'll have Greg Dixon with us, and I don't know why we're having so much trouble getting him on the line tonight. But anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would love to talk to you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And tonight, hopefully, we're going to be talking to Dr. Greg Dixon on the Georgia Guidestones. This monument put up by a secret society in Elberton, Georgia. And you would think that people would be talking about this, that everybody would know about it, but very few people do. I think I was one of the first people ever to write or talk about it. And I learned about it in the 1990s when I certainly was doing a conversation on the AIDS epidemic, and the gentleman interviewing me in Greenville, North Carolina said, this is population control. That's what the Georgia Guidestones are about. And he was right.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
Bye, dude. Don't be late.
No. Wide with hope. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop?
Right, yeah. Son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Dr. Greg Dixon. Dr. Dixon, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me on your program.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the background of the Georgia Guidestones from your point of view? How did you hear about them? How did you get interested in them? And as you've read and studied about them, what have you learned?
Well, first of all, I'd never heard of them. A young lady in our church in Indianapolis, our church, Indianapolis Baptist Temple, a young lady came to me one day, and of course, I've been preaching on the conspiracy all my life. And she said, "Have you heard about the Georgia Guidestones?" And I said, "No, I'd never heard about them." And so she brought some literature to me, and wow, I began to study about them and became quite fascinated and began to study about the American Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones, this 19-foot-high monument, granite monument on these four huge slabs in northeast Georgia, Elbert County, on the highest spot in the county. And with this huge capstone on the top, linking the four slabs together, and created by a sinister, mysterious group of men, and one by the name of R.C. Christian. What a strange name! Finding that he was an alias. And some 32 years ago, and no one's ever heard about the Georgia Guidestones. Some years ago, Alex Jones talked about it on his radio program, and there's been one preacher that's cried out against it, and Radio Liberty has spoken about it. And outside of that, the series of articles that I've done and am doing over the Trumpet newsletter, I haven't heard anything about the Georgia Guidestones. But they have inscribed the Ten Commandments of the New World Order. And it's absolutely incredible. And we see that these Ten Commandments are being followed to the core, down to even the Agenda 21 that you hear presently Glenn Beck talking about. And we can go ahead and talk about these things whenever you would like.
Well, basically, of course, we have to understand that the Georgia Guidestones are essentially dedicated to the Age of Wisdom. In fact, the capstone carries the caption in four different languages. Let these be guidestones to the Age of Wisdom. Sanskrit and hieroglyphics and classic Greek and Babylonian cuneiform are the four languages. But let these be guidestones to the Age of Wisdom. And then, of course, you go over and you see this big slab on the ground, and it says, suddenly the guidestones are dedicated to the Age of Wisdom. Well, basically, there's a book you get at the local bookstore there and written by R.C. Christian. And he will tell you the Guidestones are dedicated to a man named Thomas Paine. Now, Thomas Paine was one of the founding fathers of America, but he was one who hated Christianity, and he wrote a book called The Age of Wisdom. Its purpose was to discredit Christianity, and his book was totally despised by our founding fathers, and certainly, basically everybody except for Thomas Jefferson repudiated Thomas Paine. And yet, of course, basically, the ideas put forward by the Guidestones are part of this continuing sequence of occultism going back thousands of years. But this is a modern-day manifestation of these ancient mystery religions and secret societies. And what's their common goal? A one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. Incidentally, the new pope is working very rapidly to try to unite all the religions of the world. And that's why he became pope at this time, why Pope Benedict had actually resigned to bring this new pope in. We're moving rapidly towards the culmination, I believe, of history. Well, so did Dr. Dixon, why don't you go ahead and talk about certainly the message of the Guidestones and what you think about it, and give us any of the details that you can, because I think this is such an important monument and so seldom discussed across America. We don't see about this on television. The last thing they want for the American people to know that there really are secret societies, and they tie into the ancient secret societies just exactly as the logo of the Trilateral Commission ties in, of course, to the logo of the ancient mystery religions of thousands of years ago.
Absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Yoko Ono and others, of course, have praised the inscribed messages as a stirring call to rational thinking, while opponents, of course, have labeled them as the Ten Commandments of the Antichrist. And the Guidestones have become a subject of interest for conspiracy theorists, of which I'm one, by the way. One of them, an activist named Mark Dice, demanded that the Guidestones be smashed into a million pieces, and then the rubble used for a construction project, claiming that the Guidestones are of a deep satanic origin, and that R.C. Christian belongs to a Luciferian secret society related to the New World Order, and that the unveiling of the monument, a local minister proclaimed that he believed the monument was for sun worshippers, for cult worship, and for devil worship. There's no question about it. In fact, they have regular services there at the Guidestones for these types of people. But the four outer stones are oriented to mark the limits of the 18.6-year lunar delineation cycle and all of these things. And there's an actual circle right in the middle of it that points to the North Star and all that kind of thing. There's all kinds of occult types of hieroglyphics.
Well, basically, of course, there's this hole right in the very center. There's a center stone there.
That's right.
And actually, you can look at it any time, and you'll be looking at the North Star. Of course, in daytime, you can't see it, but at nighttime, it's there. It always will point to the North Star. And basically, the tremendous occultic significance to everything, the layout of this. But, of course, certainly the last thing they want is for the people to know, here's something tangible that you can actually simply touch, and you can read, and you can find out, set up by a secret society. No one knows what the secret society is, but you can read their message, and it's all about this whole idea of the Ten Commandments from the very pit of hell. Our telephone number is 1...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead, Dr. Dixon.
Well, after you give the telephone number, I'll go over these Ten Commandments.
Why don't you go right ahead?
Yes. Here are the Ten Commandments of the New World Order. And I think it's interesting that they are ten. One, maintain humanity under half a billion people in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. In other words, reproduction control, population control, where have we heard that before? Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. In other words, they want one language. Where have we heard that before? That goes back to the Tower of Babel. Rule four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. The new spirituality. Five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. So they are calling for a world court. And Ginsburg, of course, one of the Supreme Court justices, is calling for that. Let all, and of course, many, many people now are calling for a world court. Six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. There it is again. So both of those are going together, but they're saying it just a little bit different way. Seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. See, a lot of people would agree with these things, but they don't understand where they're coming from, because what they're saying here is that they are destroying boundaries. They're destroying national boundaries, is what they're saying. Eight, balance personal rights with social duties. So what they're saying here is that they're doing away with the Bill of Rights. They're doing away with gun control, as the Second Amendment goes. First Amendment, freedom of religion goes. All of the Bill of Rights would go with number eight. Number nine, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. And so this isn't speaking, however, of God, the God of the Bible. This is speaking of the New Age religion. This is speaking of the God of the ancients, speaking of earth worship, Gaia, and that type of thing. Number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. This is the environmentalism, you see. So what we have here is environmentalism. We have Agenda 21. All of this is what is coming about now. And we have all of our environmental laws. We have all of our regulatory laws here. We have all of our government regulatory zoning laws that are literally destroying the free enterprise system.
Hold that thought for just a minute, Dr. Dixon. Yes. Our telephone number is, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Now, if this is real, why don't we hear about it on television? Why certainly aren't our ministers telling us about it? Well, some of them, I'm sure most of them don't know, but some of them do know, and some of them are really tied into this whole movement, unfortunately, for this New World Order, the New World Religion. Go right ahead, Dr. Dixon.
Well, the true significance of the American Stonehenge and the covert message is certainly confirming the fact that there is a covert group intent on dramatically reducing the population of the world and promoting environmentalism, establishing a world government, and promoting a new spirituality in order to promote and reduce the population of the world. They would have to eliminate, now think of it for a moment, to accomplish their goal, they would have to eliminate approximately 3.25 quarters of the world's population. Now, can you imagine how wicked these men are? These people are, not just men, but men and women both, to eliminate nearly two-thirds or more of the world's population to accomplish their goal. They don't care. They want to do it in several ways. They want to do it through birth control. That's why they want unlimited birth control. That's why they want the government to pay for women's birth control. That's what's behind this. Secondly, they want to do it through abortion. Number three, they want to do it through homosexuality. That's the purpose of all of, that's what's behind all of this. It's not just a political issue. They have an agenda. They have a, this is a religion to these people. They want to eliminate. They believe that they are a superior group of people on this earth. They believe that they are, they believe that they have evolved farther up the tree of evolution, so to speak, and that they have advanced farther in intelligence than others, than most of the people of this earth, and they deserve to rule over mankind, and that they have the answers to solving the problems of the world, and that they have the right to be served by a certain servant class of people. And the only way that they can, that's why they talk about this sustainable growth. That's what it's all about, sustainable growth. So they believe that the only way to have paradise on earth, they want to create heaven on earth, and the only way that they can do it is to eliminate most of the population of the earth and then sustain it and have a certain servant class, and then they will be the ruling class. They want to eliminate automobiles. They want to eliminate, they want to go back to literally paradise lost on this earth and have literally a paradise on this earth. That's what they want, and that's what they are working for.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Gray Dixon at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Dr. Dixon, so today is a talk about the Georgia Guidestones. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Dr. Dixon is simply talking about their plan to certainly limit the population, and they're talking about maintaining humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. They're really talking about killing off well over 90% of the world's population. Population of 7 billion people, and they're going to get it down to about a half a billion people. And how are they doing it? Well, through abortion, through euthanasia, but they don't tell you they're poisoning the air. How are they poisoning the air? Why, they put aluminum in the jet fuel. If you doubt that, go to your Google on your computer and type in jet fuel aluminum, and nobody will tell you this, but you can find it there. They put the aluminum in the jet fuel to make it burn more efficiently, and of course, then, of course, that gets into the ground, it gets into the vegetables, it gets into the wood, it gets into the water, and you drink it. It certainly gets into the fish that you eat, and basically, then, of course, they're poisoning food. They're poisoning it with all sorts of insecticides and pesticides. Certainly with mercury. They're putting that into into the light bulbs. They're putting that into dental fillings. They're putting that into our vaccines. They're poisoning our water with the fluoride. They know that they're in the 90% of all the fluoridated water is fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And what does it contain? It contains lead, ladies and gentlemen. It contains lead. Oh, well, there's just not that much in it. Ladies and gentlemen, they know that we've talked about the work by Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth, where they actually did blood tests on 450,000 children, finger sticks, and they found the dramatic increase in the levels of lead in the blood in those areas where they used the hydrofluorosilicic acid. How could you suppress something like that in America? That they're poisoning us, and specifically poisoning the blacks, because they have six times the level of lead in their blood that the whites did. Well, very simply, they control the media, and they've targeted the blacks. And where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton when we need them? Well, get right back to Dr. Greg Dixon. Talk about the Georgia Guidestones. We could go to all the other things that they're doing to poison us, certainly, and to treat cancer and suppressing treatments for cancer. It's all about population control. Cell phones cuts your sperm count 50%. Cuts the sperm count 50%. How many Americans are carrying a cell phone today? How many of them are carrying a computer with them most of the time? And of course, does that to your sperm count? What do you think it does to the rest of you? What do you think it does to women? What do you think it does to children, unborn children? Our number 1-888-244-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Doug Dixon, Dr. Craig Dixon, I should say. Go right ahead, Dr. Dixon.
I don't know why I keep saying 500 billion. They're talking about 500 million. That's not 500 billion, 500 million. And that means that they would have to eliminate, there's 600 billion souls on Earth today. So get it down to 500 million, you're talking about eliminating nearly 5 billion souls, over 5 billion souls. And also to add to that would be euthanasia. And, of course, that's your Obamacare. That's one of the main targets of Obamacare, is to eliminate the elderly in America. That's one of the main purposes of Obamacare. And so that's another goal of the conspirators, of course, is to get this population down. And of course, zero population. Their goal is zero population. And a lot of people don't understand what their goal is for the Muslim world. Their goal right now for the Muslim world is to use the Muslim world to eliminate Christianity from the earth. That's their goal. Then their goal after that will be to eliminate the Muslim world. But right now their goal is to use the Muslim world to eliminate the Christian world. And so that's what they're doing. They're using the Muslim world against the Christian world for the time being.
And that's right now. That's why they're overthrowing all of the secular Muslim governments over there and replacing them with governments under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's happened in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya. It's happened certainly in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Basically, we've installed governments there under Sharia law. It's happened in Turkey. It's happened to a large part in Lebanon. And that's why we're attacking Syria today. That's why we're financing the rebels there. We're arming, we're training them, we're financing the rebels. We're killing 70,000 innocent civilians. Why? So we can install the Muslim Brotherhood there and unite the Muslim world against the West.
Absolutely.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land.
Well, Dr. Dixon, you go right ahead.
Well, what you're saying is absolutely correct. And this, see, we go into Iraq, and we just literally decimate that country. We kill the so-called despot Saddam Hussein, and there's no question about it that in many ways he was a despot. But there was at least religious liberty in Iraq. There were Christian churches in Iraq. A lot of people don't understand that. There were Christian churches in Iraq. There was religious liberty in Iraq. There were large Christian churches in Iraq. But there were churches of all kinds. There was religion of all kinds. But that despot, that dictator, was keeping law and order in Iraq. And he was keeping the lid on in Iraq. And he was keeping the Sunnis from destroying the Shiites. And he was keeping the Kurds, Sunnis and the Shiites from destroying the Kurds. And he was keeping law and order. Yes, he was breaking heads. Yes, he was busting heads. Yes, he had prisons. Yes, he was keeping the rebels down. Yes, he was a tough guy, but he had to be tough. You've got to be tough with those people. That's the only language they understand. Look what they're doing now to each other. But as soon as we destroyed him, look what they did. They went in and killed Christians by the tens of thousands in Iraq. They didn't do that under Saddam's regime. Then look what we did in Egypt. We did the same thing. We got rid of Noriega. And what happened? They went in then and exalted the Brotherhood. And what happened? They killed tens of thousands of Christians and the Coptics. And now we don't have religious liberty in Egypt. And it's going. And then they had what they called the Arab Spring and the United States. And we're doing the same thing in Syria and all over the Arab world. And we are getting behind these...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Greg Dixon. He's talking about the tragic affairs that are unfolding over there in the Near East and the Middle East today as we replace the existing governments with governments that are aligned under the Muslim Brotherhood, uniting, of course, the leadership of all of the Muslim countries behind a group that hates America. Why would you do that? Why, of course, it's the best enemy money could buy. I mean, we have to overthrow these other governments, bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power, just like we did with the Nazis. And basically, of course, we have the records of that. We financed the Nazis all during World War II, both before and during the war. And if you doubt that, you need to get John Loftus's book, My Interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance, three levels above top secret at the 4-CD set, is called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. You need to understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the same thing today that we did suddenly after the First World War, when we created communism and financed communism, during the Second World War, when we created Nazism and financed Nazism and then helped the Nazis and Adolf Hitler escape to South America. If you haven't read the book Grey Wolf, you need to get it. Or America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, you need to get it. Or The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Cuddy, you need to get it. Well, our guest is Dr. Gray Dixon. We're talking about the Georgia Guidestones. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Dr. Dixon, how can people get in touch with you, get in touch with your ministry, get your material, and specifically your material on the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes, I've written a series of articles on this, and I've printed them in the Trumpet. I put out a Trumpet newsletter, and they can. I send it out by email attachment, and my email address is Dr. Greg Dixon. That's Dr. Greg, G-R-E-G, Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, at earthlink.net. That's Dr. G-R-E-G, Greg Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, at earthlink.net. And I'll be happy to send it to them. Now, I've got three more articles to finish, because what I'm doing, I'm showing that they're...
We seem to have lost Dr. Dixon. I'm going to ask our producer to get him back on the line again. But basically, of course, what Dr. Dixon is talking about is the fact that there is a coordinated effort now to unite the Muslim world so we can have a war with the Muslim world. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war with them? And unfortunately, that's the direction we're headed. But of course, what's going on over there as far as North Korea is concerned may very well, of course, alter their plans, alter the plans of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, certainly we've read the articles by Dr. Dixon on the Georgia Guidestones. We recommend them for you, and hopefully we're going to be able to get Dr. Dixon back on the line. But yeah, it's certainly well worthwhile, certainly getting his, and you can get those certainly by going to your website, your Google, and typing in Dr. Greg Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. Get to his website, and certainly he'll be glad if you request it to send you a list of his articles on the Georgia Guidestones. I've read them. They're very well done. We certainly commend them to you. And it's vitally important you understand that this is a very real threat. This is not imaginary in every way. This is a monument. It's in Elberton, Georgia. I've been there a number of times. I've talked to the people in Elberton. I will tell you that they're very, very worried. They're frightened at suddenly at this monument. Many of them know that it's a satanic monument. And basically, of course, I've read the book by a man who calls himself R.C. Christian. And basically, of course, he is an occultist. That is not his true name. He put out, you know, a great deal of money to build this stone monument. And, of course, it is a replica. It is a satanic monument right here in the United States. And it certainly represents so many of the things we see. We see the satanic emblems on the back of the dollar bill. On the left side, you'll see the pyramid cap of the all-seeing eye. What does that have to do with America? That pyramid, we don't have any pyramids in America. And it is a Masonic emblem, basically, because it represents the fact that the Masons were there when America was founded, and they were going to the Masons are doing everything they can to bring us under the control of a one world government. Now, you have to understand this may not be the average Mason, because, of course, as Albert Pike says, Manly P. Hall says in his books, Masonry is a movement within a movement. It's an outer movement that everybody, you know, men certainly thinking they're doing good, and they have a lot of camaraderie. But there's an inner movement, there's an inner circle within Masonry that is involved with the Arcanum and Ancanorum. The Arcanum and Ancanorum. Well, I had to look those up in the dictionary. And, of course, the Arcanum is the secret, and the Ancanorum is the secret of secrets. And basically, there is a secret, and of course, that is the purpose of Masonry, which is a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, going all the way back to the Knights Templar in the 1100s, organized in 1118, and then the Rosicrucians organized in the 1840s, and then the Illuminati, certainly in the 1870s, Masonry, organized in the 1870s, and of course the modern-day secret societies, the Trilateral Commission, with of course their logo, and you don't have to take my word. Go to their website, certainly trilateral.org, and look at their logo, and in the very center of the logo, an upside-down broken cross, the emblem of the ancient mystery religion. So why would that be certainly the emblem of the Trilateral Commission? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the organization that, according to Barry Goldwater, controls America today. And as I told you earlier, Barry Goldwater, writing on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies, says, David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, their goal is to seize control of the political and economic power that he's talking about in the world, by first seizing political control of the United States, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. I'm going to ask our producer to see if they can try getting him by. Apparently, we have two numbers for him. And if you wouldn't mind, certainly, if you can't get him on the first number, get him on the second number, because we'd like to have Dr. Dixon here. We think it's an important subject. We haven't talked about the Georgia Guidestones for some time, but basically this is one of a myriad of secret societies. They exist. And certainly, I believe, probably the secret society manifested in the Georgia Guidestones is the Rosicrucians. And the Rosicrucians, dating back to the 1400s, simply another of the secret societies dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion and installing the one-world ruler. That has always been the goal of the secret societies going back to the time of Nimrod. It is their goal and their purpose today. But go to the trilateral.org, and look at their logo. And if you look very carefully at the three curved arrows, you might almost imagine you're seeing three sixes on the inside. Six, six, six. Well, maybe you won't see that, but certainly there's no question that you'll see the upside-down broken cross there. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, because we're having difficulty getting Dr. Dixon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but now it looks like we've got Dr. Dixon back. I'm sorry, I don't know why we lost you, Dr. Dixon.
Well, I don't know where that phone must have gone dead on me or something. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you go right ahead. You were telling us something about what's going on over in the Near East, and go right ahead.
Is that where you lost me?
Well, I think we were talking about Saddam Hussein. That would be the Middle East, and certainly that basically we'd gotten rid of Saddam Hussein. And with that, of course, we destroyed the Christian religion there. Certainly 10% of the population of Iraq was Christian. And now that the heroic Americans have got in to liberate Iraq, They've killed and raped and killed off almost all the Christians, and probably less than 1% of the Iraqi population today is still Christian, and they're desperate to get out because they know they'll be killed thanks to the American liberation of that country from the wicked Saddam Hussein.
Yes, and look at the money we put in there. The American money, they bled us, and they're doing the same thing in Egypt. They're doing the same thing in Syria. This is what the Arab Spring was all about, and the American people haven't got brains enough to understand that this is what we're backing all of these rebels, and it gives the impression that it's a democratic effort, and that we are doing the right thing by being against these dictators, and they don't realize that these dictators. These dictators are simply keeping a lid on the violence in their country, even though they may be, they may have to knock heads themselves. And the same thing is going to happen in our country. And the Christians better wake up. They better be careful that they don't follow some hothead in our own country. Because if we try to overthrow our government, what we get will be worse than what we have. And the Bible says, follow not the multitude. And we better be very, very careful before we go around here and start some kind of a revolution in our own country. And that's exactly what they want us to do. And we better be very, very careful before the Christian community becomes involved in some kind of foolishness like that in our own country. Because we have it mighty good here in our own country. And we better be very, very careful before we start that kind of stuff here.
Well, I think that basically what they want, Greg, is they would like to have the American people resort to violence. Basically, what you have to understand is we still have a constitution. We still have at least some people on the Supreme Court who believe in our form of life. And time again, they have stood up for proper interpretation of the constitution. Whether that will continue, oh, I don't know, but as long as they are where we need to support them, and to simply point out that what Barack Obama is subversive, there is a subversive element working through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers in this country. These are subversive organizations. The tax-exempt foundations are subversive. We're talking about Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, Pew, all of the foundations are. And this little group of people, they're probably no more than 5,000 or 6,000 of them, but they control our country and they make mockery of the so-called democratic process because we always elect not the candidate of our choice, but the candidate of their choice. And the fact most people don't understand what's going on is simply because they control the media, and well over 90% of the media is controlled by the six major corporations. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, we carry that. He's a liberal far left, certainly was a professor at the University of California in Berkeley, but despite the fact he's a far leftist, it's an excellent book. The New Media Monopoly, available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. The media is controlled by 6 corporations. The banks are controlled by 6 major banks. They control 70% or almost 70% of all the financial assets in America. And there's not one American in 1,000 who really understands what's going on. Go right ahead, Dr. Dixon.
What you're saying is true. But the Bible teaches, the Bible is very clear on this subject. You go back and study the book of Judges. And when Israel sinned, God sent them into slavery. But God did not bring them out of slavery until they repented and cried out to God. And then God raised up a righteous judge. But they did not have a right to rebel until God raised up a righteous judge for them to follow. And if anybody that rebelled before God raised up a righteous judge for them to follow, then God would judge the one who raised up on his own. And for us just to follow somebody just because they say that they're going to try to overthrow the government or something like that, then we see that in the New Testament where there were men who rose up and to rebel against the Roman government is an example. And they were just trodden under. And we'll have the same experience today, and it'll just come to naught. So we have to be very careful. And before we won the American Revolution, and before we got our Bill of Rights and our form of government, there were two great awakenings in this country. And we need to cry out to God for revival. And the church is a long, long way from revival today. That's where we're going to have to start.
You're absolutely right. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. But I think you're absolutely right. What we need is a revival in America. I don't see it coming, but I pray it will. I believe that we're going to be moving into very, very difficult times. I think today, with the kickoff of that, I think the bombing in Boston is certainly a forerunner of some terrible things that are going to happen to our country. But it's going to take something like that to get the attention of the American people and to begin to get them to understand that if they turn their back on God, God will turn their back on this country. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Just one comment very quickly. I had heard about the Georgia Guidestones while listening to videos done by a creationist speaker named Kent Hovind.
Kent did a real good job of getting that. Of course, you know what happened to Kent.
He did an excellent job, and to me, for a very bogus charge, he's something involving income tax. Right. He got a stiffer sentence than Al Capone did, and he's still in jail right now.
You're absolutely right. Kent was a friend of ours, and it's a great tragedy.
Oh, yes, more than that. I think it's an absolute miscarriage of justice, and it's a crime perpetrated by our government.
Ron, we have more people in prison in America today than communist China has, with almost 4 times the population, than Russia has, than India has. We have more people in prison today than any other nation in the world today. 1 in every 33 Americans is in prison, probation, or parole in free America. What's wrong with that picture? Go ahead, Ron.
Well, that's the only comment I had. Ken Hovind spoke out about it, about some other things, and I'm sure he was... He was targeted by the government for that.
God bless. Thanks very much. Go ahead, Dr. Dixon. Any thoughts?
Well, yes. When my phone went dead, you had asked me about how the people can learn more about the Georgia Guidestones, and I have written several articles on this, and they have in the Trumpet and a series of articles that they will simply send the email me. At my email address, Dr. Greg Dixon, that's Dr. Greg, G Dixon, Dixon, at earthlink.net.
Hold that thought. They're excellent. I recommend them to you. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Go right ahead, Dr. Dixon.
And also, We've just put out a new book. I'm the national director of the Biblical Law Center. We just put out, reprinted a new book entitled, it's not a new book, but we just reprinted Brainwashing, a synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics, showing how they taught this in the Lenin University in Moscow, how their goal to brainwash the American people to accept communism. And the communists, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And of course, this New World Order crowd, they use whatever they want. Now, they're not communists, but they'll use communism. And they have to communize the country first and use that to control the people, and then they come in and do their nefarious work. And to bring the New World Order in, and to bring these 10 points of the New World Order, and the first thing they have to do is to get us under control. And the way to do that is to use the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Of course, we have to remember that the very first plank is the graduated income tax. And, of course, they brought that in 1913. That's been in place ever since 1913. So if you'd like to have this book, Brainwashing, Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics, you can have this for a gift of any amount, whatever you want to send, just a gift of any amount to the Biblical Law Center. That's Post Office Box 11, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206. Or just write to me at my email address, say you want it, and we'll send it to you. You just send a gift of any amount, and it'll have the address on it. We trust you. Just send it to us. When you get the book, just send any amount you back, and whatever God lays on your heart, to the Biblical Law Center. We help churches get free of the 501c3. That's what the Biblical Law Center does. We help churches, not religious organizations, but churches get free from the 501c3. That's what the Biblical Law Center does. And so if you'd like to have it, then if you'd like to have this, the trumpet, you can get it sent to you free of charge by email attachment. Just send us your email address to Dr. Greg Dixon at earthlink.net.
All right, fine. Well, I will want you to get that information out in just a moment, once more in time, as soon as all of our stations are back online with us, just about right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Greg Dixon. Dr. Dixon, how can people get copies of your email publication on a regular basis, The Trumpet? And apparently you send that out by email without charge. Of course, gifts are always welcome, but how can people get in touch with you one more time?
That's Dr. Greg Dixon, the action is at earthlink.net.
Dr. Greg Dixon at earthlink.net, DrGregDixon at earthlink.net. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us this evening, and we're looking forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Greg Dixon. We do hope you enjoyed the program. To see how all this fits together, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, if you get my syllabus on the sustainable development, we have a section in there on the Georgia Guidestones. We think it's important you understand what it's about. Go to our website. We have a section on RadioLiberty.com on the Georgia Guidestones. Understand this is a powerfully mystical occult monument here in the United States, and the fact most people have never heard of it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Now, I think other people have talked about it. Ron Call from Washington said that Kent Hovind had written about it, and Dr. Nick Dixon has written about it, and certainly others of our friends have written about this. And basically, there really are secret societies, ladies and gentlemen. There really are secret societies that are guiding the course of what's going on today. We have certainly the writings of Professor Carol Quigley. If you haven't read his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you need to get it. His other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, that's Tragedy and Hope, and The Anglo-American Establishment. Those two books will give you the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, which became, in later years, said that 1973, certainly the Trilateral Commission. You need to get Gary Allen's little book. Certainly, Nandere, call it conspiracy. All of these are available by calling my office at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, there. You need to get certainly Constance Cumby's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You need to get the book, certainly, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Foundations, Their Power and Influence. All of these, of course, will help you to understand what is really going on behind the scenes today. So again, certainly our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our programs. You'll encourage them to listen. You'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, where you can hear our program live 4 hours a day. We do another hour on the American Freedom Network, and they had that archived on their website. But we'd archive 4 hours a day on my website. And of course, you can actually listen to programs either live 4 hours a day or archived anytime. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters. And if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we'd certainly appreciate it, because we have to maintain a network of over 50 outlets every single week. And it's a job to just, it's $500,000 a year of obligation to come up with the funds. Fortunately, why people do help us. But of course, we've been running a little short recently, and if you're in a position to help, we'd certainly love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. And what we really under trying to get people to understand is that we're involved in a political and a cultural and financial and educational struggle, but it's really a spiritual struggle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. And until you understand this is a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces, you can't understand anything going on today. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. So until tomorrow night, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Well, the 15th of April, Monday, 2013. We don't know what's going on, but if you have not checked the markets yet, it appears that gold is crashing today. I hate to tell you this. I hate to be the bearer of manipulated news, their manipulated situation, and that is gold was down almost $100 already this morning. Reason? Well, they say China showed a drop in GDP. Oh, really? And that's supposed to be the reason that gold has dropped $100? I don't think so. not looking good, but we do have, and I must tell you, it looks like Cynthia's been up all night trying to get the information for us as to what's happening with this market downturn. It's down 91.90 right now. Not looking good for gold, probably, and or silver today. What is happening in the markets? Well, it appears to be that date that we've been hearing about, the 20th of April, that is looming over everyone. All the markets are down, the FTSE, the CAC, the DAX, the German, the French, and the UK markets are down. KOSPI is down. Nearly all the